again, welcome to everyone tonight.
大家晚上好，再次欢迎大家出席。
We have been gathered this week under the theme Israel, the champions of God.
我们在这一系列的营会里所谈到的就是以色列，就是我们上帝的斗士。
Jacob's experience in becoming Israel holds a great many lessons for God's people in the last days.
雅各身为一个正在这一场征战中的一个经历，给我们末时的子民一个很好的教训。
Before we begin tonight,
今天晚上在还没继续之前，
I invite you to please bow your heads with me as we open with the word of God.
再次邀请大家低头，我们一起做个祷告。
Our Father in heaven tonight,
今天晚上我们在天上的父啊，
please send us your Holy Spirit.
请你差遣圣灵来到。
Please speak to us through the pages of your word.
请你借着圣经的话语向我们说话。
And as we leave here tonight,
今天我们离开的时候，
may we better understand what you are doing in our lives right now.
帮助我们更明白你现在在我们生命中所要成就的事。
And the divine purpose that you have for us.
并且你神圣的目的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday we noticed that Jacob marries his love of Rachel.
昨天我们看到了雅各终于娶到他所爱的拉结。
But this was also fraught with some sorrow as Leah was deceptively replaces Rachel.
但这并不没有任何的苦难。因为在这之前啊，给骗了，娶了他的姐姐利亚。
We looked at the conditions of a true home.
我们也学到了一个真正的家庭该有的。
And tonight we want to look at a little bit at the life work of Jacob.
今天晚上呢，我们要更加详细的再看一下雅各的工作性质。
Now, as you will see tonight, Jacob was a shepherd.
今天晚上我们会看到雅各是一名牧者。
And all through scripture, a shepherd is a symbol of the work that Jesus did while on earth.
而圣经里面牧羊人都一直以来代表耶稣在这世上的工作。
Jacob describes in great detail how much sacrifice and anguish and labor he went through for the sake of Laban's flocks.
雅各形容到他因为在拉班的手下经历了许许多的苦难，非常辛苦的工作。
It is a symbol of the love and the care and the concern that our heavenly shepherd has for every soul here tonight.
这也是我们天上的牧羊人对我们每一位生灵所给予的关爱和苦心。
But we pick up our story tonight after almost 14 years have, or almost 20 years have passed.
那今天晚上的故事呢，我们就要跳到几乎二十年后所要发生。
And I want you to notice the circumstances under which these next events take place.
并且要注意到接下来所要发生事情的情节是怎样的。
In Genesis chapter 30,
在创世纪三十章，
starting in verse 25,
从第二十五节开始，
the Bible says that Jacob tells Laban that he would like to go back home.
圣经说，拉结深月色之后，雅各对拉班说：“请打发我，我走。”
Now, tonight we want to understand more about God's will and understanding it for our individual lives.
今天晚上我们要更加的明白何为上帝的旨意，并且在我们的身上要如何的成就。
But before we do this, please notice that as Jacob asks to go home, Laban says, "No, no, no, no. I know that God has blessed me for your sake."
而当我们注意到雅各要求说我要回家，我要回到我的本土本乡的时候，拉班又怎么样的说呢？
This is in verse 27.
这在二十七节。
And so now Laban entreats Jacob. He says, look, you can name what you want and I will try to pay you.
拉班为了要留住他，就说你要什么条件你就开出来吧。
So in verses 31 and 32, we find an amazing transaction taking place between Laban and Jacob.
所以31和32节我们就看到拉班和雅各的交易。
And now we need to notice this carefully. So notice in verse 31, he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock.
31节拉班说我当给你什么呢雅各说什么也不必给我只有一件事你若应承我便仍旧牧放你的羊群
I will pass through all thy flock today removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep and the spotted and speckled among the goats
今天 and
of such shall be my hire
今天我要走遍你的羊群把绵羊中凡有点的有斑的和黑色的比山羊中凡有斑有点的挑出来将来这一等的就算我的工价
And so in verse 34 Laban says Behold I would it might be according to thy word
所以拉班在34节说好啊我就照愿照着你的话行啊
Now, the Bible does not actually tell us if Jacob had already been planning what he was about to do.
圣经没有告诉我们雅各到底之前已经有没有这样计划如此行。
But you see, this is a very interesting dialogue between Jacob and Laban.
但是这一段拉班和雅各对话是非常有趣。
Now, you should know that in the Middle East, almost all sheep are white.
就是要知道在中东他们所牧放的羊呢都几乎是白色的。
And in the Middle East, almost all goats are black.
那么在中东的地方呢，那个山羊呢却是黑的。
And so when Jacob said to Laban, I only want those that are speckled and spotted and brown.
所以当这个雅各说，你只要给我那些有斑、有点、有纹的就可以了。
I believe that Laban in his mind must have been thinking, I am getting a very good deal here.
他想拉班心里说，这一场交易我的确赢的，赚的不少。
Now, for sake of time, later tonight, I invite you to continue reading from verse 37 on in the story of Jacob.
那因为时间的关系，我邀请你今天晚上自己从37节之后继续读。
And you will discover that Jacob did something quite amazing.
你会发现到雅各做了一件很奇妙的事。
Now, in preparing for these series of talks,
在准备这一系列的分享的时候
I have looked at a number of commentaries on this point.
关于这一点，我就找了不同的圣经注释来查论。
I have even read books on the life of Jacob.
我甚至读了关于雅各的生平的书籍。
But not one single commentator or scholar can give me an explanation for actually what Jacob was able to do.
但没有一本书籍或者是圣经的注释很清楚的可以告诉我到底雅各在这里做了什么。
So in summary, Jacob was able to manipulate the birth of these animals so that all of the animals came out the way that Jacob wanted.
然而总结来说就是雅各就想到了一个办法所生的羊群和山羊生出来的呢都是有斑有点有纹的。
And very quickly, Jacob became very, very wealthy.
很快的呢雅各就因此而致富了。
Now, I have a question for you tonight.
所以今天我要问你。
Is what Jacob did with Laban, with this agreement, is what he did, was it wrong or was it right?
雅各跟拉班这个交易是对的还是错的?
What do you think?
你认为呢?
Was this little game of manipulating the birth of the animals, was this wrong or was it right?
接着这个羊群的交配然后所生他就耍了一些手段而生出这些你认为是对还是错
How many of you say it was okay?
有多少人说是可以的可以接受的
So how many of you say it was wrong?
有多少人可以肯定说是不对的方法
Quite a few of you are not so sure
我们多数人都不太肯定
You know friends when we look at the lives of the people in the Bible
朋友们当我们看到圣经人物的生平
Not everything that is recorded is to be an example for God's people.
不是每一个所记载的都是给我们上帝子民的一个榜样。
In case you are wondering if he did what he did was right or wrong,
如果你还在想他做的到底是对还是错
If we go by the principle, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you,
如果你按照这原则说己所不欲，勿施于人
Clearly, what Jacob did, it was wrong.
那你就可以看到很清楚雅各所做的是错的。
And you know, as we look at this day-to-day business life of Jacob,
而我们看到这雅各从商的方法
I am sure that in Jacob's mind, he could have been thinking a number of things.
他可能心思里面就闪过几个念头。
Jacob could have said, I am going to do to Laban in the same thing that he has done to me.
雅各可能这样说，拉班怎样的对待我，我现在要一一的回报给他。
Laban has extorted me.
拉班已经好夺剥削了我。
He has tricked me.
也用狡计使我上当。
And so this is my way of getting back at Laban.
所以我以牙还牙。
Friends, because people do wrong to us,
朋友啊，因为人冒犯了我。
It does not justify us doing wrong back.
我们以牙还牙，还以颜色呢，并不能够代表是对的。
Some of you may be involved in business.
你们当中有些是从商的。
And the truth is that oftentimes in the business world without God,
而往往在这个从商的经验中没有上帝的话，
This mentality is very common. If he did it to me, I'm going to do it back to him.
这样的理念就是很普通的，你这样对我，我也这样的对待你。
But the Bible does not teach that this is how God's people should respond.
但是圣经的原则教导就不是上帝子民所应该有的心态。
In Psalms 37 and verse 1，
在诗篇三十七篇第一节，
Please notice what the Bible says in regards to this matter.
注意看圣经在这里对于这一个问题的解释。
In 37 verse 1, the Bible says, Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb.
因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。
Verse 3 says, Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
三节，你当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上以他的信实为粮。
Friends, as we are sitting here tonight,
朋友们，今天晚上我们坐在这里。
Is someone wronging you?
有没有人冒犯了你？
Do you feel like you have been cheated?
有没有人欺骗了你？
Are you tempted to use the attitude because he has done it to me, I will do it back?
会不会说我们就以牙还牙，让他们也得到这个报果呢？
God's word says to us tonight.
但是上帝话向我们说，
Don't worry about what the evildoers are doing.
不要去想这些恶人所做的事。
Just do good.
只要行善，
and God will reward you in due time.
上帝必然在适当时间回报你。
Now Jacob could have also said,
雅各可能也在心里说，
Business is business.
生意归生意而做。
In other words, in spiritual things, that's one thing.
就是说属灵的事就放在一边属灵的事。
But when you do business, there are different rules.
但是做生意就有另外一套的法则了。
Some Christians even fall into this kind of mentality.
有些基督徒就有这样的想法。
But the Bible does not say thou shalt not steal except in business. The Bible does not say that.
但是圣经的诫命没有说你不可偷盗，除了在生意上以外。
The Bible does not say thou shalt bear false witness except in business.
圣经也没有这样说你不可做假见证，除了在生意以外。
God's people are called to be honest no matter what the circumstances are.
上帝就呼召我们，无论在任何的情况之下都要有正直。
Now, scholars and commentators say that what Jacob did was common in that time in the area of the Chaldeans.
圣经学者就这样的解释说，在当时加勒底人的习惯和习俗就是这样从商的。
And Jacob could have reasoned like this. He could have said, well, if you're in Chaldea, you should do as the Chaldeans do.
所以雅各可能也可以这样想说，既然我在加勒底，我就照加勒底人的习俗行事吧。
He could have said, because everybody else is doing it, I can do it too.
他也可以说，每个人都在这样做，我也可以照做不误。
Friends, you and I know that just because everyone else does it, it does not make something right.
朋友们，你和我都知道，并不是因为每个人都在做，所以我做的也是对的。
The Bible teaches the exact opposite. It says, do not follow a multitude to do evil.
圣经教导的刚好是相反，他说不要照做这些众人所行的恶来行。
Now, Jacob could have also said, well, I have to live, I have to support my family, what else can I do?
雅各说我是人啊我也要养家我还有什么其他的办法呢
You know, if this idea of I have to live no matter what is in the mind,
如果这样的概念说我要生存下去那我要怎么办在你的脑海中
Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they should have bowed down in order to live.
那这个撒德拉、米沙和亚伯尼哥他们就本该跪下来才能够生存呢、啊、
What if the martyr said, we must live, no matter what, we must live.
啊、哦、如果那些寻道者说不管怎么样情况我们都要活下去呢
Notice what the Bible says happened to Jacob in Genesis 30 verse 43.
我们来看看创世纪三十章verse 43节看雅各有怎么样的情况。
The Bible says, and the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses.
三十章四十三节这里说，于是雅各极其发达，得了许多的羊群、仆婢、骆驼和驴。
Sometimes people are tempted to think he has a lot of money. God has blessed him.
啊，有些人就说啊，雅各有这么多钱，上帝已经赐福的与他。
Friends, riches are not always a sign of God's favor.
朋友们，这个富足呢，并不是每一次都是上帝赐福的一个根源。
We cannot judge someone's uprightness and purity based upon how much money that they have.
我们不能够凭他所拥有的财产来作为一个上帝给予他这个赐福的记号。
You see, friends, the Bible teaches that we should be content a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked.
圣经的教导是说，一个义人虽然拥有的是少，但好比是要比那些恶人所拥有的钱财更胜更好。
In our materialistic world today, the temptation is that if I have money, this will bring me happiness.
所以这世界给我们的概念是，有钱呢，就是可以给我幸福。
But friends, we should never do this at the price of compromising our integrity and honesty.
但是朋友们，我们千万不要把我们的正直给妥协和出卖。
And so now the Bible tells us that Jacob wants to go back home.
那现在圣经告诉我们，雅各想家了，想回去了。
Now please notice that the Lord plants in Jacob's heart a desire to return home.
请注意看，上帝的确呢，是植入雅各的心中一个渴望回家的心。
Now please don't forget what is going on.
记得不要忘记这接下来要发生的事。
Why has Jacob been away from home for so long?
或者以前所发生的事情，为什么雅各之前要逃离家园呢
？There is a brother at home who wants to kill him.
在家里有一个兄长要杀他。
And so all these years, Jacob has lived in exile to escape the wrath of his brother.
所以这么多年以来，雅各就在其他陌生的国家而住，就是为了逃离哥哥的谋杀。
But as God's will is about to change, God places a desire deep within Jacob's heart to go back.
但是当时刻来到，上帝就植入他一个渴望回家的心。
We should also notice that circumstances had changed for Jacob.
我们也要了解到，现在对雅各来说，情况有所改变。
Look at Genesis chapter 31.
看看创世纪三十一章。
And notice verse 1.
注意第一节。
The Bible says, and he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory.
雅各听见拉班的儿子们有话说，雅各把我们父亲所有的夺了去，并借着我们父亲的得了这一切的荣耀。
And in verse 2, the Bible says, And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before.
雅各见拉班的气色向他不如从前了。
Now please notice this very carefully.
注意看。
If you contrast this with 20 years before,
如果你跟现在和二十年前雅各的情况相比
Laban received Jacob with open arms.
哦，拉班呢就双手的打开来欢迎雅各到来。
When Jacob wanted to leave, he said, No, stay, I'll pay you what you want.
当雅各决定要回家的时候，拉班说，你留下来，我给你双倍的薪资。
But now, God places within Jacob's heart this desire, it is time for me to go back.
或者说是你要什么我都可以，只要你留下来。但是上帝呢，现在已经植入在雅各一个回家的心。
At the same time, circumstances were no longer favorable for Jacob to stay there anymore.
而现在雅各要留下来的情况看起来不是太好。
Patriarchs and Prophets says that Jacob feared that the sons of Laban might take what he had gotten through violence and through force.
先祖与先知这样的告诉我们，雅各有这个担忧，恐怕拉班的儿子们、孩子们把他所拥有的财产都用暴力夺去。
When he came 20 years ago, Laban's home was a refuge from the murderous intentions of Esau.
二十年前来到拉班的家，就好像找到了一个避难所。
Now Jacob is afraid now for his own possessions and maybe his life from the sons of Laban.
而二十年后，雅各在担心他的财产，他这甚至是自己的生命。
But you see, friends, it was not enough for Jacob to leave just based on these things.
但是呢，要离开回家，这两个理由还不足成为最好的。
Yes, on his heart, God was impressing him it's time to go.
是啊，上帝已经植入他要回家的心。
Yes, it seemed that providence was closing one of the doors that was once open.
是啊，看到所有本来开敞着的门，现在已经一一的关闭。
But there was one more thing that Jacob needed in order to know that it is time for me to go.
但是还有一样事情是雅各必然晓得才能够确知是要回家了。
It's found in verse 3.
在第三节。
The Bible says, the Lord said to Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee.
耶和华对雅各说，你要回你祖父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。
Now in this little section of Jacob's life,
在雅各这一小段的生活，
we see an example of how we can understand God's will for our personal lives.
我们看到了在我们个人生活中怎样的去明白上帝的旨意。
You see, God reveals his will to us in three ways.
上帝呢，就在用三种不同的方法向我们显明他的旨意。
God's will is revealed to us through his word.
上帝的旨意是借助他的话语向我们显明。
It is also revealed to us in providential leadings.
也借助上帝特意的安排向我们显明。
And it is revealed to us in impressions of the Holy Spirit.
并且借助圣灵的启示感动向我们显明。
As Jacob is in a midst of a crisis in his life,
在雅各面对这生命的危机，
It becomes clear that God's will at that moment is for Jacob to go back home.
就很清楚的让他看到上帝现在要的就是他回家去，就是神的旨意。
But notice how God made this known to Jacob.
但注意看雅各这次回家上帝是怎样向他显明。
The circumstances in Jacob's life had greatly changed.
雅各周围的环境的情况大有改变。
It was no longer comfortable for Jacob to be there at Laban's home anymore.
要雅各继续住在拉班的家，不再是舒服的日子了。
Now, this part of Jacob's life is described in another part of the Bible.
那么这一段雅各的生活呢，在圣经的另一段章节有记录。
Now, on our first night together, I demonstrated something for you from the Bible.
第一晚的时候记得我从圣经里面这样的阐述一点。
I showed you that the life of Jacob and then the children of Israel and the life of Jesus have some striking parallels.
我就把雅各个人的生平还有以色列族的生活方式以及耶稣的生平呢有很相似的地方。
And if you look at these three things very carefully,
如果你看这三样事情，
they often go through many of the same experiences, they overlap.
他们往往都有不同的经验是一样的出现。
Please, take your Bibles tonight,
请你翻开到圣经的，
and open with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记第32章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记第32章。
Tonight, we are going to notice verse 9.
今天我们要从第九节开始看。
And please notice what the Bible says here about Israel and Jacob.
注意看这里圣经要如何形容以色列和雅各。
The Bible says, For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance.
圣经说，耶和华的份本是他的百姓。他的产业本是雅各。
In verse 10 it says, He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him and he kept him as the apple of his eye.
第十节，耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人。
Now if you really think about it, this verse 10 applies not only to the children of Israel, but it also applies to the experience of Jacob.
如果你看这章节，你就发现到这段章节不但形容到上帝对以色列人的保护，也对雅各的保护。
But then in verse 11, the Bible says this.
但是在十一节，圣经这样说。
As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, and taketh them, and beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him.
又如鹰搅动巢窝，在粗鹰上两只扇展，接取粗鹰背在两翼之上。
Now, this little verse, verse 11, it brings to us an amazing lesson from nature about how God deals with his children.
这十一节真的是一个非常好的从大自然学习的功课，看到上帝怎样的来处理以上帝的子民的事。
And it especially applies to the chapter that we have just read in Jacob's life, as he is now in trouble not only from Esau, but now Laban's family, it does not welcome him anymore.
并且特别看到雅各现在的生活的这一小段，拉班不再欢迎他，而以扫也在追杀他的情况。
Verse 11 begins by saying, "As the eagle stirreth up her nest."
十一节开始说，又如鹰搅动巢窝。
Now, about 4 years ago, I was in Washington State in the United States.
大概四年前，我在美国的华盛顿市。
And right across the street from my house,
那在我家对面,
there was a tall dead tree.
有一棵枯树，是很高的枯树。
And in this tall dead tree, there was a giant, and I mean giant nest.
那在枯树上呢，在这高高的枯树上，我看到了这个鸟窝，是很巨大的鸟窝。
And my neighbors told me something very interesting.
我的邻居就跟我讲一个很有趣的事。
They told me that that nest was the nest of a bald eagle.
这个巨大的鸟窝呢，原来是这个秃鹰的鸟窝。
Now, this is amazing because that nest, it weighed approximately 30 kilos.
这个鸟窝的重量有30公斤左右。
75 pounds, right? Is that 30 kilos?
大概是有75磅。
Quite a big nest, very, very big.
真的是一个巨大的鸟窝。
But that's not all.
但这还不如此。
We did see eagles perched on the edge of that nest.
我们也看到这些雏鹰呢，在这鸟巢里面的头啊，这样出来给我们看到。
Which means that inside of that nest, we couldn't see them, but inside there were little baby eagles.
也换句话说，当我们看这个秃鹰，就可以想到这些雏鹰是在这鸟巢里面。
From birth, the life of an eagle is quite simple.
一生出来，这雏鹰的生活就是很简单的。
They cry for food, and the mother supplies it to them.
他们哭啊，肚子饿了，妈妈就喂他们吃。
They really have no other things that they do there in the nest. They just eat and sleep.
他们在这个鸟巢还有什么可以做？就是吃了，吃饱了就睡吧，就睡吧。
These eagles, they get big quite quickly.
那么这雏鹰呢，就很快的长大。
But here in this nest, it is very comfortable. Life is easy. There is food that is brought to them every day.
但是在鸟巢的生活是非常安舒的，每天都有东西吃。
But one day, this comfortable life, it suddenly changes.
但是有一天呢，这安舒的日子却来到了一个结束。
The Bible says in verse 11, as an eagle stirreth up her nest.
圣经一开始在十一节说，又如鹰搅动巢窝。
You see, when an eagle is getting ready to help her young ones learn to be adults,
当这个母鹰啊，这个鹰呢，要准备帮助这雏鹰学习怎样飞翔。
She does something very odd.
她的想法是很怪的。
With her powerful talons,
借助她这个 巨大的能力。
She begins to claw at the bottom of the nest so that the sticks of the nest no longer flat are pointing up and are jagged and painful.
她用这个巨大有力的鹰爪呢，就把这个安舒的这个鸟巢弄得非常的啊，如坐针毯方式的鸟巢。
I am sure that the little birds are perplexed at this change of conditions.
哦，想想这些雏鹰在说，妈妈，你说为什么要这样做呢？
Everything was comfortable. Everything was fine. The food was great.
哦，每一件事情都好啊，而且食物也很好吃。
And so the mother now makes the nest uncomfortable by ripping it to shreds. And now these little eagles, they have no comfortable spot inside of the nest.
但是现在妈妈把这舒服的鸟巢弄得乱七八糟的，那这雏鹰说：“哎呀，真的不舒服了。”
So what do they do?
那么接下来要做什么？
In addition to this strange behavior, the mother now begins to flex her powerful wings and begins to beat the little birds with her wings.
奇怪的事又在发生了，母亲妈妈呢就展翅挥翅的时候，然后好像在跟雏鹰说：“你上来吧。”
In verse 11, the Bible says, "Fluttereth over her young."
十一节记说，在雏鹰以上两只扇展。
The poor eagles are just confounded by the behavior of their mother.
那这些雏鹰在看妈妈，到底你在做什么？
The nest is no longer comfortable.
鸟巢已经不舒服了。
And now mother is beating them with her wings.
现在呢，妈妈还在这边扇展这个双翼。
This action, it drives them to be on the edge of the nest.
这几乎把他们就快把这个从这鸟巢里面掉出来。
And this is exactly what the mother wanted.
这就是妈妈要做的事。
And so now at the edge of the nest,
所以就在这鸟巢的周围呢,
the mother spreads her giant wings.
妈妈就把这双翼展出,
and the natural instinct of these young eagles is that they climb onto the back of their mother.
那他们的天性就是要掉了快点的呢, 就爬在妈妈的翅膀上。
This is why verse 11 says, and spreadeth abroad her wings.
所以在这里就说，在雏鹰上两只扇展。
So now these little eagles, in one moment, they have gone from having a comfortable life.
所以在一刹那之间，这个雏鹰从舒服的生活
，and now their nest is all ripped to pieces.
现在这鸟巢已经变得一塌糊涂了。
Mother is acting very mean.
妈妈现在好像对我们不好。
And now, in an act of refuge, they go onto mother's back.
所以现在为了要保护自己小小的性命，就爬在妈妈的翅膀上。
And now, mother begins to beat her powerful wings and begins to climb into the air.
现在妈妈呢，就展翅，要准备飞翔在空中。
Now, I'm sure that for a moment, the eagles are thinking, this is the greatest ride.
雏鹰可能现在想，这是我们最期待的翱翔空中的时候。
Remember, they have never flown before.
记得哦，他们直到现在为止还没有自己的飞翔。
And so mother climbs higher and higher and higher into the sky.
妈妈飞得越来越高在空中。
And without any warning,
在没有任何的警告之下，
the mother dumps them from their seat.
妈妈就把他们从这个鹰背里面给掏下来。
And now this little baby eagle is falling through the sky.
这雏鹰啊，就这样的掉落，往地上掉落。
And I'm sure that instinctively its little wings are beating as fast as it possibly can.
我想他们的天性就快点的在那边挥他们的翅膀。
And so it is falling and falling, and right before it seems that this eagle is doomed to be dead.
那么就快到看到他们就要掉在地上死去的时候。
The mother, in her powerful talons, again catches that little eagle.
妈妈却在这最紧急的时刻，又再次的把他们放在他们的翅膀背上。
And brings it back to the nest.
又回到了他们的鸟巢。
But it's not there to rest.
这并不是给他们休息。
Now again, the mother's behavior drives this little eagle onto the back of that little of the mother.
妈妈就展翅，那么这些雏鹰要掉落，快点就爬上背上。
And it begins to climb again.
然后妈妈又往上飞。
And this eagle now perhaps is thinking already about what is to happen.
楚英在想，现在到底又在发生什么事呢？
And again, as this mother reaches a certain height, she lets that eagle go, and again he is struggling desperately to fly on its own.
果然不出所料，妈妈飞到最高的境界的时候，又把他们突然给抛下来。
Now, this happens a number of times.
这事情发生了几回。
Now, the people that study birds,
那些研究鸟类的,
they say that there are some eagles that never learn to fly.
他们说有一些雏鹰就永远没有学会飞翔。
And what happens is that mother eagle takes it up for the last time.
因为最后一次妈妈把他们带到空中的时候，
And it does everything that it can to give this eagle a chance to be what it was born to be.
妈妈已经竭尽所能呢，要唤醒他们的天性来飞。
And if they do not make an effort,
如果这雏鹰不自己努力，
they will either fly or they will die.
他们不是在飞翔，就是掉在地上死去。
Now, what does this mean about God's dealings with Jacob?
那这对雅各，上帝对雅各是怎么样的处理他的事？
You see, friends, Jacob had been living for almost 20 years in the home of his father, Laban.
你想想，雅各在拉班的家里住了几乎20年了。
Life had been very good to him.
啊，生活一直以来都是不错的。
He did increase with much cattle.
他的羊群，这个驴，说骆驼都越来越多。
He had many sons. He had married his beloved Rachel.
啊，他有了这么多的儿子，心爱的拉结也跟他结婚了。
But now God was stirring up the nest.
但是上帝现在在搅动他的鸟窝。
You see, friends, today, sitting in here tonight,
朋友们，今天你们坐在这里。
Some of you right now are going through the very experience that Jacob went through.
有些你们可能就在经历雅各现在的经验。
You may have held the same job for 20 years.
可能你已经在这个工作了20年。
And suddenly, without warning, you have lost your job.
突然间呢，在没有任何的警告之下，失去了这一份工。
You may be angry at God. You do not understand why he allowed this.
你可能埋怨生气上帝为什么这样的发生。
Sometimes God stirs up the nest by allowing us to lose a loved one.
有时候上帝是借着我们失去一个至亲的人而搅动我们的鸟巢。
This was a very special person in your life.
这个人是我们生命中是最宝贵的。
And death took them.
但是死亡把他们给拿去。
And you may even be bitter and angry with God for allowing disease to take your loved one.
你甚至会因为上帝借着的疾病把他带走，心里产生苦毒。
You may be sitting here tonight.
你可能坐在这里。
And you right now may be experiencing an untreatable medical problem.
也许正在经历一场这个跟病魔的争斗。
You might be going through a divorce in your home.
也许在家里正有一个离婚的情况。
And as you sit here tonight, you are maybe angry with God. Why would God allow this to happen in my life?
而坐在这里，你心里就开始向上帝发怒说，为什么这样的生活要发生在我的生命上？
You see, friends, it is not because God does not love you.
朋友们，这并不是因为上帝不爱你。
It is not because God does not care about you that he allowed that to happen to you.
这并不是上帝不关怀你才让它发生在你身上。
You may sit here tonight and you are angry with God and you wonder, God, why me?
你可能坐在这里向上帝发怒，问上帝为什么。
You see, friends, if you only could understand what God is doing in your life right now,
朋友啊，如果你真正了解到上帝在你生命中所行的，
it is because he is stirring up the nest for you.
他是因为了你才把鸟巢给搅动。
You see, God at times needs to wake us up out of our complacency, and so he stirs up the nest.
往往上帝看到我们自满的情况，所以他必须搅动鸟巢来帮助我们。
When you do a certain job for a certain number of years,
当我们在一份工作打工了这么多年，
you forget that it is God that gives us the power to get wealth.
你已经忘了是上帝给予这能力来带给你财产。
You forget that it is God that sustains you, that gives you the wisdom to do what you do.
你也忘了是上帝在给予你生命的力量，使你能够有生命而做工。
And as the years go by, your dependence on God gets less and less and less.
所以一年一年的过去，你对上帝的依靠也越来越少。
You no longer pray, you no longer study the Bible.
不再祷告，不再研究圣经。
And God cannot leave you in that condition.
上帝绝对不能容许你继续的这样下去。
So, what does he do?
所以他做什么?
God is stirring up the nest.
他就搅动你的鸟巢。
He is trying to make you realize that it is time for a change. It is time to remember who it was that was taking care of you.
他尝试来帮助你了解到谁是在照顾你，谁是在保护你。
Some people have backslidden in their Christian experience.
有些人呢，就在他们的基督徒经验背道。
They have been good Christians many years before.
好几年前，他们还是一个好基督徒。
Even now, they still go to church.
现在还继续的往教堂。
They do pray.
他们有祷告。
But deep down inside, they do not have a genuine dependence and need for God.
但在他们内心深处他们没有这个需要来完全的依靠上帝。
And God cannot allow this type of an outward externals only, but no inward change type of a religion.
而上帝绝对不会继续容许这样虚有其表的基督徒的生命。
And so what happens?
所以继续发生什么事?
Like Jacob, suddenly conditions at work are no longer comfortable.
好像雅各突然间他的工作和情况都不好了。
There is strife in the home.
在家里有纷争。
There are problems, and now your mind is vexed with what should I do?
有许许多的问题，现在在想到底在发生什么事。
Friends, God is stirring up the nest because He wants you to fly higher in your Christian experience.
朋友啊，上帝给我们这个鸟巢的搅动，是要我们飞得更高。
In the United States, as I travel and do evangelism,
在美国，我到处去做布道的工作。
I have watched an interesting pattern unfold over the last 2 years.
在过去两年就看到了一个很有趣的事情。
In almost every seminar that I conduct, I find someone who has lost their job.
在几乎每一个我到的地方去做不到，在座的会众里面肯定是有人刚刚失去工作。
In the United States, unemployment is right at about 10%.
在美国的失业率已经达到了 10%.
And from 3 years ago, in almost every church that I went to, we found people that said, pray for me because I have just lost my job.
几乎在每一个地方的3年里面，我到不同的教会都有人来跟我说，请你为我祷告，我已经丢掉了我的工作。
Here's what else is interesting.
而有趣的就是
Almost without fail in every meeting,
几乎在每一个会所里面
one of these people who has lost their job ends up becoming baptized as a Seventh-day Adventist.
其中那些丢了工作的人呢，一定会听了这个布道会受洗加入教会。
They were not Seventh-day Adventists before.
他们之前不是基督复临安息日会友。
And I believe that if they still had their job,
而我相信如果他们没有丢掉工作
they probably would have never come to our prophecy seminar.
他们可能就不会来参加这个布道会。
You see, if their job was secure,
你看如果他们的工作稳定
and their life is going fine,
生活也是非常的顺利
they no longer feel their need for God.
他们就没有这个需要感受到要上帝。
But when the flyer for my meeting arrives in their mailbox at home,
但是当我的布道会的传单来到了他们的信箱
at that point in their life, they are vulnerable, they need God.
在那时候他们生命是那么的脆弱他们需要上帝。
And so a person that might normally never come to my seminar, at this moment, God allows their nest to be stirred that they might seek to find the truth.
所以一个平时不可能来参加我的讲座会的突然间上帝就搅动了他们鸟巢出现在布道会。
You see, friends, as you're sitting here right now tonight,
所以朋友今天你坐在这里。
Right now, for some of you, God is stirring up the nest.
现在可能有一些上帝正在搅动你的鸟巢。
And you cannot understand why God allowed these tragedies to befall you in your life at this time.
而你也不明白为什么上帝要容许这样悲惨的事发生在你的生命。
Friends, don't be angry with God.
朋友们，不要向上帝发怒。
It is not because God does not love you.
这并不是因为上帝不爱你。
But God is simply trying to use these experiences to draw you closer to Him.
但上帝希望借着这样的经验呢，使你更亲近他。
He wants to cause you to learn to fly higher on your own.
他要帮助你能够更往展翅高飞。
I want to just share a short experience of my own.
我愿意跟大家分享我一个小小的经验。
There came a point in my life, even though I was a Bible teacher,
在我生命中来到了一个地步，虽然我已经是一个圣经老师，
I was very unsatisfied with my spiritual life.
我还是对我个人的属灵生命不感到满意。
Every day I was reading the Bible.
每天我都在读经。
And sometimes, because I was always reading the Bible, some days I did not want to even look at the Bible because it was like I was working again.
每一次我因为每一天都接触到圣经，我就是圣经老师，所以有时我根本都不想看到圣经。
And I found that I began to slowly but surely regress into my old life.
我就发现到我逐渐的呢回到我旧我的生活。
And here's what began to happen.
就有这样的事发生。
I began to spend a tremendous amount of time on the internet.
我就开始花很多的时间在网络上。
You know,If you go onto YouTube,
如果你有去 YouTube,
you can get lost in how many amazing things there are to watch there on YouTube.
你可以想象到在 YouTube 里面有多少多少东西你可以下载来观赏的。
I started listening to many of the old musics that I used to listen to when I was a teenager.
我开始听那些以前我是青少年时候听的音乐。
At first, I said, I just want to see what it sounds like now.
开始我的想法是只想看看现在他们听起来是怎么样的。
But slowly but surely, I began to regress into this old life.
但逐渐的呢我就回到旧我的生活。
And then something else happened. I found that the more time I spent on the internet,
然后还有一件事就是我发现到我花在这个电脑的时间越多。
The more I began to know about the world,
我就更认识了这个世界的情况是如何。
So like, you know, what actor is dating what actor, you know this kind of stuff.
比如说又有哪一个影星啊跟另外一个明星啊在帕托啦。
What is the latest movie that is coming out?
最畅销或是最卖座的影片是什么啦。
And then I found a place where you can just download movies for free.
然后我找到了一个网站呢，是可以免费下载电影的。
And at first I said, you know, I haven't seen a movie in a long time. I just want to see just one, you know, just one.
开始说，哎呀，都很久没看电影了，就看一部就好了。
And so I downloaded one.
所以我就下载了一部。
And then soon I had this 500 gigabyte hard drive and it was full.
结果呢我把这个电脑储存的500 gig 呢都完全的下载到满为止。
I shared this testimony when I was at Kulai 2 years ago.
两年前我在古莱教会也曾经这样的分享。
And what began to happen is that even though I was a Bible teacher and I was evangelist and I was teaching the truth and I was doing all of these things,
所以发生了什么事呢？虽然我是圣经老师，我也有传道，我也有布道。
Inside, spiritually, I was completely dead.
但是在我内心深处，我是完全彻底的溃败。
And the truth is that I didn't even feel guilty about what I was doing. I felt no sense of guilt.
而更大的问题是出现在于，我做这所有事，我并不感到内疚。
And you know, it's interesting because even in this type of a condition,I didn't ever have the thought that what you are doing is you are being a big hypocrite to everybody else.
而更悲惨就是当我在做这所有事的时候根本没有这个念头说其实我是个假冒为善的人。
And it's strange because I was doing all of these things and somehow in my own heart, I wanted out. I wanted to get free from this bondage.
但也很奇怪的就是虽然我正在做这一切的事情也在我心深处有一个声音说我很想跳出来。
Now, I'm sad to say that in my home life, things started to change.
所以很可悲的我的家庭生活也开始改变。
I used to have family worship with my children.
我开始本来是跟孩子们有家庭礼拜。
But then at first I missed one, then I missed three, and then after a while, it was only my wife having worship with the children.
开始的时候，哎呀，忘记了一次，后来两三次，结果后来只有我的太太和孩子们一起做礼拜，家庭礼拜。
And I thought, in my mind, I thought, as long as I don't influence my children wrong, I'll keep my sin to myself.
开始我想，只要这个罪呢是自己的，不影响我孩子就好了。
And I tried to shield my children from these things that I was doing.
所以我所做的一些事呢，都尽量不给孩子看到。
But you see, friends, these things they take time. Watching movies takes time. These distractions they use up time.
但是你知道吗？这所有的东西，包括电影的观赏，会使你分散你的心情，也花了很多的时间。
This went on for months.
这就一直几个月在发生。
And then one day, my son,
有一天,
my oldest son,
我的大儿子,
I heard him say to someone else, not in our family, but he said, all my dad does is he just watches movies at home.
我听到我大儿子告诉外面的人，他说爸爸在家里就是在看电影。
We had never taught them that there are some things that you don't say to other people, you know.
当时还没有教会孩子说有些事情不要向外人传。
And you know, when he said that, it was like someone just slapped me on the face.
所以当我听到这个的时候，好像一巴掌有人打在我脸上。
At first, I was embarrassed because this was a church member.
开始我真的很尴尬，因为儿子告诉的是一个教友。
But then I thought, you know, I love my children so much.
让我想到我很爱我的孩子。
And I know what weaknesses I have in my own life. I know what they are.
我也知道我生命中的弱点是什么，是哪一些。
And my biggest fear, even now, one of my greatest fears is that I do not want my children to make the same mistakes.
而我现在还拥有的这一个恐惧，就是我不希望看到孩子犯下同样的错误。
And you know, he didn't only tell this one person.
问题是这个大儿子并不是只告诉一个教友。
Other people began to find out.
其他的人也知道了。
And I have to tell you honestly, I began to really think carefully about what I was doing.
坦白说，我开始在想，我所做的事要非常的小心。
You know, even when we are doing wrong,
就算是当我们在做错的时候，
God does not always wake us up by just punishing us right away.
上帝并没有马上呢就把这个惩罚来到我们的身上。
You know, there are 10 evangelists on our team.
在我们的这一组里面有十个布道士。
And every 2 years, there is a big meeting.
每两年呢就有一个大会。
No, I'm sorry, every year, there is a big meeting.
每一年就有一个大会。
And we don't really say this, but all of us are secretly hoping that we will be chosen for this one big meeting every year.
Chosen?
Chosen. We'll be the one to do the meeting.
哦，我们虽然没有表达出来，但希望都说在这一年一度的大会里面是我们带领的。
And you know, during this time period, I remember, you know, I thought to myself, God, please, you know what a hypocrite of a life I am living. You know, don't let me be in front of a big audience. Just let me have small churches.
所以我在想，上帝，在这一年里面，我的生活真的糟透了，请你不要选我来代表在众人面前讲话。
But my boss called me one day.
但是我的上司有一天就打电话给我。
And they said, look, we want you to do the AFCO meeting.
他说，这一次的奇妙真相的大会就由你来主持。
The budget was just so many thousands of dollars.
哇，所花的经费呢，是好几千。
I would be given 45 Bible workers to help prepare the ground for the series.
这一次的这个布道会里面呢，就有45个圣经的这个老师和学者跟我一起来做。
The church that I was going to do the meetings at,
这个我要到的这个大教堂来举行这布道会。
Their piano, it costed $120,000.
但是他们的钢琴呢，就是美金120,000。
It's called a Grotrian. It's a very expensive piano.
这是一个非常昂贵的钢琴。
You know, and I remember when I got the call.
当我接到了这通电话。
I'm not the best evangelist.
我不是最好的布道士。
And I knew that I was not worthy to be the one picked to do this meeting.
并且自己也知道不配被选中来代表这个大会。
But you know what happened?
但是你知道吗？
I realized what a responsibility, what an awesome thing God has done for me.
我突然发现到上帝给我的重大的责任。
My spiritual sensibilities were awakened because I knew if I just keep doing what I'm doing, this meeting, which costs thousands and thousands of dollars, it will be a complete failure.
我的属灵的这个经验就被唤醒起来，因为我知道如果继续这样的生活，这一场的大会花上千千的这个大会呢，就会因我而失败。
I said, God, I have not been living an honest Christian life.
我就跟上帝说，我的生活并不是一个诚实基督徒的生活。
But help me at least for this meeting to do it right, to be honest and to be clean in front of your people.
但是愿你在这大会之前准备我的心，好让我代表的时候是能够坦白率直。
That day, I deleted every single one of those movies on my hard drive.
那一天，把所有下载的电影都删除了。
And I have to say that in that meeting, God blessed amazingly. We baptized 24 people at the end of that series.
我感谢上帝在那个大会里面就看到上帝带领结束的时候有24个人受洗。
Now that church is a very affluent church.
这个教堂是非常有钱。
They have 12 doctors, 9 dentists, and 5 lawyers that make up the congregation.
并且有很有名望，里面就有12个医生，还有多少的律师等等，都是他们的名有名堂的人在会中。
After the meeting was over,
这个大会结束之后，
the elders of the church, they sat down with me. They had me to dinner and they sat down.
长老们跟我一起吃饭，一起坐下来吃饭。
And they said, we would like you to become the pastor of our church.
他们说，我们想请你做我们的本堂的堂主任。
And I have to say that, again, I was just awed at what God had done.
我就在心里想，啊，上帝啊，你竟然能够借助我成就这么大的事情吗？
You see, friends, in life, God often brings us into situations where he wants to awaken us to our spiritual sensibilities.
所以朋友们，上帝往往呢，在我们人生的不同的阶段，就让唤醒我们。
If you examine your own heart tonight,
如果今天晚上你审查己心，
God in your life right now may be stirring up the nest for you.
上帝可能今天晚上就要搅动你心里的鸟巢。
And during this time of test and trial,
而在这次的考验中，
you do not want to become angry and upset with God.
你这一次就不要再向上帝动怒。
Rather, you should understand what he is doing for you right now.
反而你要了解到上帝为什么要再这样做。
It is for your own salvation that he is doing this.
这是为你个人的救恩他才这样做。
He wants to save your soul.
他要拯救你的生灵。
And he is calling you out of your complacency, and he wants to cause you to fly higher.
他要使你从你自满的情况中出来，并且展翅高飞。
Friends, we're going to pray tonight.
今天晚上我们要一起祷告。
But before we pray, I want to make a very special invitation tonight.
但是在祷告之前，我要做一个特别的邀请。
Now please listen, this is not for everybody.
记得这不是给每一个人。
There are some of you in here tonight.
今天晚上你们当中有些人。
That perhaps in my testimony, you were able to identify something of your own Christian experience.
可能接受我的小小的见证，可以亲自看到你现在所在挣扎的事情。
You know the words to the hymns.
你知道。
You know the words to the hymns.
你知道这首歌词里的歌词。
You know what to say when you're at a camp like this.
你知道你在这里一起的参与的营会。
You know what to wear at a camp like this.
甚至要穿的衣服。
You know what to eat at a camp like this.
甚至要吃的东西。
But when you go home, your life is completely different.
但是当你从营会回家，你生命又有不同了。
You see, friends, God may be stirring up your nest right now, even tonight.
所以朋友们，上帝可能今晚就在搅动你的鸟巢。
You see, friends, this double life, it will only go on for so long.
朋友们，这种双重的生活可以这样的继续下去的。
The Bible says that the day is coming that will reveal every man's work.
圣经说，时候将到，每个人所做的将会显露出来。
Friends, tonight I am standing asking God to create in me a clean heart.
今天朋友们，我也站在这里祈求上帝说，求你给我一个清洁的心。
There are some of you in here tonight.
也许当中有些人今晚上
that need to pray this very same prayer.
也同样要做这样的祷告。
You have perhaps been living a life of duplicity.
也许你现在的生活就是双重的。
We do not need to know what it is that you have done.
我们不需要知道你所做的。
But what God asks of us is that when we come to Him, that we are not ashamed of Him, and that we are willing to let others know the decision that we have made to follow Him.
但是上帝所要看到就是我们不会在他面前感到羞耻，我们也要让人家看到我们的改变。
This is why baptism is public.
所以呢，我们的受洗是啊，是一个让人家知道的洗礼。
There is nothing secret in the Christian life.
在基督的生活里面，没有任何事是隐藏的。
Whenever we follow Him,
无论在任何时候我们跟从他。
Whenever we dedicate ourselves to Him,
在什么时候委身于他。
We want others to know what we are doing for Jesus.
我们要众人都可以看到我们为耶稣所做的。
Friends tonight,
所以今天晚上朋友。
In your heart,
在你的心里。
Perhaps Jesus is urging you tonight.
耶稣也许在呼唤你。
Give up your double life.
把你的双重的生活给放掉。
Follow the truth that you know.
跟从你已经认识到的真理。
Live for me not only at camp.
不单只是在营会里为我而活。
But live for me at school, at work, after you leave for home.
在学校，在工作场所为我而活。
Now friends, this is not for everybody.
记得这样的呼召不是给每一个人。
But maybe there are a few people here tonight.
但是也许有几位。
That want to say, Jesus, tonight in front of you, I come and I ask you to create in me a clean heart.
说主啊，耶稣，我今天要来到你面前说，求你给我一个清洁的心。
If you want to ask Jesus to do that for you tonight.
如果你邀请耶稣今天晚上为你动工。
Please, before we pray, won't you stand and let Jesus know of your desire?
在祷告之前，你愿意站起来吗？
God bless you. There are some here tonight.
我知道你们有一些是愿意。
Now listen, I'm not expecting everyone. I don't want everybody to stand.
我不相信是每一个人都要这样做。
But for those that are standing, I'm asking you to stand because you realize that in your own life.
但是你站起来是因为你了解到在你个人的生命中
There needs to be a purity, no longer this mix of the world and of heaven.
需要有一个纯洁的心，不要与世界相掺。
I want you to know I'm standing tonight too.
我也要告诉你，我也站在这，今天晚上也站着。
I don't want anybody to think that just because I am a preacher, that makes me somehow more righteous. I am not.
我不要任何人以为说，因为我是一个传道人，我就比任何人更加圣洁。
But I am standing with you tonight, and I am asking Jesus, please create in me a clean heart.
我也邀请耶稣说，请你为我制造一个清洁的心。
Jesus doesn't care what you have done.
耶稣不管你以前做了什么。
What he cares about is what you will do for him from now.
他所关心的是从今天你要怎样为他而活。
I want you to know that heaven rejoices at the decisions that are being made tonight, right now.
我要让你知道天庭有多么的开心，因为你今晚做了这样的决定。
Friends, tonight, let this be a night that marks a turning point in your own Christian experience.
朋友，让今晚呢成为你生命中基督徒生命的转捩点。
Like me, you may have to delete something off of your hard drive.
也许就像我，也必须从你的电脑中删除一些资料。
You may have to go home and throw some things away.
你也可能回到家里要把一些东西丢掉。
But tonight you're saying, Jesus, give me the power. I want your help.
但是今天晚上你说，主啊，求你赐给我大能。
We're going to pray.
我们要祷告。
But maybe there are just one or two more people that want to say, Jesus, cleanse me, create in me a clean heart tonight.
但也许还有一两个人愿意站起来说，主啊，求你洁净我的心。
If you're here, please don't wait because I'm going to pray. We're going to pray soon. God bless you.
是这是就是你的话，请你快点站起来。
I want to invite the congregation tonight to join them as we close with prayer. Stand with me.
所有的我们的会众也一起的参与今晚的祷告。
Let us stand as we pray, Father in heaven tonight.
祷告，天父上帝啊。
Lord, we come to you because we realize that in our life you are stirring up the nest.
主啊，我们来到你面前是因为我们知道你在我们生命中搅动我们的鸟巢。
In our life, you are bringing to our realization that we are complacent, perhaps we are not spiritual minded, but double minded.
主啊，在我们生命中，可能你看到我们双重的生活，我们不是属灵的人，我们是一个败坏的人。
But we realize that you are trying to wake us up out of our spiritual stupor.
那我们也察觉到你在唤醒我们，使我们不要再沉睡下去。
Lord, I pray for my own soul tonight.
主啊，为我自己的灵命祷告。
I pray for each one that is standing here tonight that responded to this invitation.
为所有站座的人祷告。
Lord, my prayer is that for those that stood under this invitation tonight.
今天所有站座的祷告的人。
Number one, that your Holy Spirit would speak to them even right now.
首先我邀请你的圣灵向他们说话。
That you would seal this commitment in their hearts.
使他们今天所做的决定你能够印上。
And that you would give them power to be victorious over the sin in their life.
并且赐给他们力量使他们从最终得胜出来。
Draw near to us because we draw near to you tonight.
求你亲近我们，因为我们愿意亲近你。
We thank you
for
hearing and answering our prayers.
因为垂听了我们的祷告。
We ask this in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. Amen.